Well, another part of all that we do in all of our ministry at Prophecy Today, including the radio, because he is the production man for everything we do on the broadcast for the weekend. He produces the whole program, and many, many times he's a part of what we're doing on the air as well. I'm talking about our oldest son, Jim Jr. He's usually traveling around the world someplace. We've caught him at home, and I want to chat with him about what he's going to be doing next month. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Dad. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We'll be on the road after this, going up to Wilmington, North Carolina, and I think a couple of the sons of the pastor where we're going to be visiting, Jim Hirschenhahn, you know and have played some ball with him in the past, so I'll give your greetings to them. Jim, what I wanted to talk about is indeed what your ministry is going to be next month. You're going to Romania again. Just talk with me briefly. What happened in Romania with the pastor's conference last year?
Dad, last year we were given the opportunity to go to Romania to teach Bible prophecy. And last year we went, I taught the book of Revelation. Basically, I did our trio of triplets, what we look at as the basic fundamentals for understanding Bible prophecy. The three strands of the human family, the three prophetic books of the Bible, and the three remaining events on God's timeline. So in that process, going over there last year, we had about 150 pastors, missionaries, lay people that were involved in building churches and pastoring churches in the country of Romania. Getting there, teaching Bible prophecy, I did not understand that most of the pastors there were amillennials in their thinking. And so that was an interesting time, but we prayed. I talked with you. I prayed all night, it seemed, as I prayed as to how I was going to be able to share with these pastors. And I wanted to do it in the right spirit. I wanted to do it in the love of Christ, understanding that these men have worked very hard in all these years of building their churches, of studying, of getting to where they were. But then I wanted to make sure that as I shared with them, this is our understanding of how study of the end times, eschatology, is going to unfold in the future events on God's timetable.
Well, now, if I remember correctly, your translator, or interpreter, I don't know whichever you called him, he was amillennial, and he told you early on that, hey, buddy, I don't agree with what you're teaching, and you ultimately had to tell him, well, I don't care if you agree or not, you just tell him what I say, not what you think I'm saying or should be said. Is that right?
That is, you know, the first night I got through the first 2 points of our trio of triplets, and the next coming was the remaining order of the events that are going to take place, the rapture, the return of Jesus Christ, and the great white throne judgment. And I told them, okay, we'll start with this first thing the next morning, and my interpreter said to me, well, you know, we disagree on this. that threw me a curve right there.
I know it did. But by the end of the week, did he not invite you to come speak at his church?
You know, Dad, I think you sure did. And that's why this year we're going back to his church to do the conference. And at the end of the week, I think it really is. And as I do Prophecy Q&A, we get a lot of emails from people that have a different understanding of Bible prophecy, of how the events are going to take place. And I really believe these are very sincere people. I think they're sincerely wrong in what they believe, or else I wouldn't be doing, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. But I believe it's just with a sweet spirit that we must encourage one another to study and look at the Word and see what the Word says.
I think that is key, Jim, with love. Now, you are more capable of doing that because you have a lot of attributes of your wonderful mother. And some of your dad, your preaching probably ability comes from dad, but I need to learn some of those wonderful attributes of sweet love sometimes myself. Now, this is going to cost money. These people over there really cannot afford to put on this type of a conference. I think I was talking with your brother, Rick, and it's something like about $10,000 we need to be able to do this very important conference there in Romania.
Yes, sir. And you know, they are giving us a platform. It does cost the money. It costs money for us to get there. We are helping in getting these pastors to this conference. We are helping offset the cost of this process taking place. And so we're looking for people that might be interested in helping us pray about it and helping us in this process.
Well, I would surely love everybody eavesdropping on this conversation to, first of all, pray. pray, as Jim just said. Pray for Jim that he will have the liberty to be able to teach the prophetic word of God. He knows it. He's speaking all over America and in other locations around the world as well on the same subjects. But indeed, when you go into the lion's den, you need to have a special liberty and freedom to be able to deal with the lions. And I'm not trying to be derogatory in that. These people, by default, have never understood how the prophetic scenario of the end time is going to take place. So pray, first of all, for Jim, and pray for these pastors to be open-minded and willing to learn from the Word of God. And then, in addition to that, should the Lord lay upon your heart to assist us in this ministry. It's a ministry beyond our budget here at Prophecy Today Weekend. So we would then praise the Lord for any of you might want to partner with us in ministry, in this special ministry. Jim, we'll be praying for you. You're making preparations to go over. Actually, when will you be there in Romania so people can pray more specifically?
Dad, I'll be there in Romania October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
That'll be a great time. Hey, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll talk more about it and keep everybody updated on what happens.
Praise the Lord, Dad.